Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of March 7th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead. We're doing this to help keep you guys up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Over the past week, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and potential candidate Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio both toured the state on March 1st and 2nd. We take you to Simpsonville, where as part of Senator Cory Booker's second tour of the state, he spoke to a crowd of around 500 people at Reedy Fork Baptist Church on March 1st.
This is not about one office. It is about all of us. Anybody who comes into a community and says, only I can solve these problems, or elect me and I'm going to solve all the problems, they don't know our history. You all know it was not a bunch of men that came on the Senate floor around the turn of the 19th to 20th century who said, you know what, it's time that women have the right to vote. That's not how it happened. It happened because folks organized and activated multicultural, multiracial coalitions, men and women. Frederick Douglass's last meeting was a suffrage meeting. You all know that it wasn't one day Strom Thurmond woke up and said, came to the Senate floor, it's time for those Negro people to have some rights. No, it was activists. Some people might call it patriotism. Those marchers stood up for patriotism. But what is patriotism? It is love of country, and you cannot love your country unless you love your fellow countrymen and women. Where have we come? Where have we come in America where people are proud? We are a tolerant nation. That's the highest. Please go home tonight and tell somebody you tolerate them and see how much of a compliment it is. We were called to pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's what love is. It's not a feeling. It is service. It is sacrifice. It is seeing that your destiny and my destiny are interwoven. We are interdependent. We have one future as a nation. We will either tear each other apart or we will rise together. And on that bridge, they did rise.
Yvonne Dendy of Simpsonville said that Booker's visit to the small Greenville County town was important and is something other candidates should think about doing. The Booker campaign has made visiting smaller towns and cities a key part of their strategy.
But a lot of the candidates tend to stay in Columbia and Charleston, that area, and hardly ever comes here. We want them to come here. So I'm glad that he's working all these areas. And that's the only way. The key is to get to all the people that people don't really get to come out. All those little, there may be people in houses that don't have transportation to get out, you know? But they want to know that someone is caring. They want to know other people. They want to know what their program is.
Michelle Williams of Greenville has been a Booker fan since he ran for mayor of Newark. She has two favorite candidates, but said she evaluates everyone, Democrats and Republicans, through her own lens.
And whoever stands for what I stand for, I vote for. That's how I don't choose because someone is a woman. I don't choose because of their color. I don't choose because, like I said, I have always voted Democrat, but it's just happened so far that my ideals have matched up with the Democratic candidate.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown toured the PD and Lowcountry of South Carolina as part of his bigger Dignity of Work tour of early voting states. We caught up with him at a very small meet and greet in downtown Florence, where Mayor Stephen J. Wakila has already given the third-term senator his endorsement. Brown's comments are from a press gaggle after his brief remarks and meeting the audience.
I think there's a path to win for a progressive Democrat that talks to working class voters. I've Dignity of Work is not a slogan for me. It's who I am. It's what I fought for my whole career, fighting for workers of all races who are working harder and harder. You're seeing corporations make more and more money. You're seeing executives' compensation explode upward. You're seeing workers work as hard or harder than ever, and their wages are flat. And there's something wrong with that. And I know Republicans don't care. The White House looks like a retreat for Wall Street executives. And Mitch McConnell does the bidding of every special interest that comes into his office. But Democrats have to talk to workers and fight for workers. And the Dignity of Work will become a major part, if I run and win, will become a major part or the theme of what I do.
I think Democrats with a strong message of the Dignity of Work, with an emphasis on work,
with actually listening to workers, whether it's a physical therapist or a server in a diner or a small business person or a clerk in a law firm. I think that if Democrats actually listen to people like that, we'll win in places we haven't traditionally won. I can't predict any particular state, but I know to win in the industrial Midwest, you talk to workers, you listen to workers, you address their concerns on Social Security, on workplace safety, on benefits, on childcare. People listen, and they are more likely to vote for somebody with that message, as my campaigns, I think, have shown.
Kate Curry is a teacher and says candidates who address education and women's rights issues get the most attention from her.
For me, education is a leading issue, but also I'm looking for a candidate that's going to look out for women and women's issues for sure. It has always been a top issue for me, and especially as a teacher, I get to watch young women grow, and I want to make sure that their future is just as bright as all the young men in my classroom as well.
Tim Streit is looking more toward the progressive end of the Democratic field, with Brown and fellow senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in it. But he notes Brown's message could resonate better than the others.
I think if we decide to go moderate again, that's the wrong decision, because I think it's the time for bold answers to problems. And I think people want new, innovative answers to problems. And I think the progressive wing of the party offers that. And the traditional, more moderate wing does not. I think he offers a version of it that a lot of middle America could accept, which I think is also important to win in some of the states that Trump won in 2016.
Looking ahead, Senator Kamala Harris of California will make her third trip to the state. On Friday, March 8th, she'll visit Horry County Democrats at Big Mike's Soul Food at 2 p.m., followed by a meet and greet at Chavez One Stop Complex in Williamsburg County at 6 p.m. She'll have breakfast Saturday morning, March 9th, at the Shady Grove Family Life Center in St. George. Then she'll speak at the Charleston Black Expo Economic Empowerment Summit in North Charleston at 2 p.m. Also, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio will stop by Don and Carol Fowler's house on Saturday evening in Columbia. Watch the full remarks from Brown and Booker, as well as other candidates who have visited the state, on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through the state and as we can get to them. We're out there bringing you as much information so you can make your own decision in 2020. And we'll bring you a mini-pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at @SCLEDEPOD, and follow us with the same handle at @SCLEDPOD on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.